Hello everyone. First of all, I just wanted to thank everyone who filled my Tell Me a Story request. All of them were just so good. It was just amazing. I love hearing personal stories, and you guys really made my night, or my day, or my morning, or whatever. So thanks. Second, today and tomorrow are going to be my first truly free days for the next 3 weeks. So I really just want to relax and savor this. So I'm just going to warn you that I probably won't be making any really quality recordings today or tomorrow. And the recordings for the next 3 weeks will probably kind of slow down a little bit, but I'll still upload. As for today and tomorrow, I'm probably just going to be doing maybe some karaoke on the recording subreddit. I'm thinking about maybe doing a reading, but I don't know what yet, so I don't know which subreddit it'll end up in. But for now, I'm going to be doing the TMI questionnaire, and I'm sort of in a rambly mood, if you can't tell, so this will probably end up being pretty long. So let's get started. What are you wearing? I'm still in my pajamas from this morning, and I'm just wearing like a really big t-shirt with Totoro on it from like the Hayao Miyazaki film, My Neighbor Totoro. Wearing a t-shirt with Totoro on it and some shorts, like pajama shorts. And that's it. Have you ever been in love? I'd like to think so. Yeah. Ever had a terrible breakup? Yes. Definitely yes. In the past, I've only ever been the person that breaks up with the other person, which I kind of feel pretty bad about. But basically what happened was that, it was sophomore year of high school, and there was like this group of guys, and there was my group of girls, and we all kind of formed this big group because we were all in band together. And all of them kind of liked me at some point or another, which sounds really narcissistic, and I'm sorry if, I don't know, I'm just sorry. But all of them kind of fought over me, and it was really terrible, and I had to turn all of them down because I didn't really like any of them. And I ended up forming, like, a rift between our two friend groups. And I felt so bad because some of my friends had, like, things for the guys in that group, and they all had things for me, and it was like 10 different love triangles going on at one time. Oh, God. It was bad. And then one of them, I gave more of a chance than the others. And whenever I broke up with him, we were actually sort of dating for a little bit, unlike all the other guys who I just kind of said no to from the start. And he got really awkward with me, which, you know, that's what happens when you're sophomores in high school, but I didn't feel like the relationship was going anywhere, and it was really strange. Like, I'm not gonna elaborate on the strangeness of it, but we didn't know how to, like, talk to each other. So I ended up breaking up with him, and he guilt-tripped me really, really, really badly. He had depression, and that was, I mean, breaking up with someone who you know is kind of mentally unstable is really hard, but I had to do it, so that ended up being a pretty bad breakup. Next question, how tall are you? I am very, very close to being 5 feet 5 inches. I'm like 5'4" and 7/8" or something. So almost 5'5", but not quite. How much do you weigh? I weigh about 130 pounds. Any tattoos? Nope. Any piercings? Nope. What was your first job? My first job was not a very normal first job at all. I was working for my mother's company. And my mom is an AIDS researcher. So that was my first job. I wasn't doing anything, you know, really cool like she got to do. I was just punching numbers into computers, copying and pasting, making graphs, that sort of thing. But my name got on all of the grants that she wrote and stuff like that, so that was my first official job. Number 9, favorite show. Oh god. I really should have read these questions before I started recording. My favorite show. I'm not gonna say that this is the best show I've ever watched, but one that's really kind of close to my heart is Fruits Basket, the anime. Because it was, besides like Sailor Moon, which I watched when I was really little, Fruits Basket was my first anime, and I think I started watching it when I was in second grade. And it opened up the doors to anime for me. And I love anime. And that was the only anime that I watched until about fourth grade. I think I watched a little bit of Inuyasha, but not much. And I would just rewatch episodes over and over and over. And I know it sounds weird that a second grader could have like a crappy home life, but I kind of did. And, God, I'm tearing up. Fruits Baskets kind of helped me escape that. Oh, I was really tearing up for a second there. Okay, favorite bands. I'm definitely a music person. I love music. I listen to music all the time. I pretty much can't do anything unless I have some music in the background. But I'm really not much of a band person, if that makes sense. Or really not much of a, you know, quote-unquote, normal music person. I mainly listen to a lot of classical music. I really love listening to film scores and video game scores. Those two things make up the majority of the music that I own, and I own a lot of show tunes too. In my car, I have like 15 different Broadway soundtracks. I'm not even joking. I have a ton, and I switch them out all the time, and that's all I listen to in the car. I pretty much never turn on the radio. So yeah. And I really can't choose like a favorite, because sometimes like the music of one will be my favorite, but the story of another will be my favorite, and so it just gets all way too confusing, so I'm not even gonna try. Okay, next question. Something I miss. Well, I kind of miss being able to be totally open and honest with people. I feel like I can be pretty open to the people here, which is one of the reasons why I like it so much. But in my real life, I kind of have a lot of secrets. Oh god, I'm crying again, damn it. And yeah, I don't like having secrets, but it's what happens. Okay, next question. Favorite song? My favorite song is, let's see, I'm gonna have to go with maybe This Land from the Lion King score. I think it's the reprise, actually, that I like better. This Land reprise. It's a classical piece that, you know, plays in the background, and I just love it so much. It's gorgeous. Yeah. Next question. Zodiac sign. I'm a Virgo. Next quality I look for in a partner. One thing that's really important to me, I guess, that I haven't had necessarily in the past, is that my partner really, really needs to be able to, like, talk and have conversations with me, because I'm kind of the type of person that feeds off of topics given to me. And I'm not very good at starting conversations, I'm just good at keeping them going. favorite quote? My favorite quote is from Kingdom Hearts, the video game, because I love that video game. It's my all-time favorite. Definitely my all-time favorite, yeah. The whole franchise. I can't choose one of them in it. So my favorite quote from that is towards the beginning of Kingdom Hearts 1, and it's, "The closer you are to light, the greater your shadow becomes." And I mean, obviously you can take that literally, in which case it's not near as cool. But I like it because there's so many different ways you can think about it. One of the ways that I like to think about it is, like, the more power you have, the more potential you have to, like, destroy things. Another way to think about it is, like, the more hopeful you are, the easier it is to kind of, like, crush your hope. Or, you know, the higher you go, the harder you fall. Yeah, it can just be taken a lot of different ways, and I love it. Oh, and then there's another quote in it, but this one can't really stand by itself, which is why I guess it's not my first place favorite quote. But it's towards the end of one of the Kingdom Hearts games where there's, like, a bad guy talking to a good guy, which is totally oversimplifying the plot, but that's, I'm just gonna say that for now. Bad guy talking to a good guy, and the good guy is kind of just turning away from the fight and, like, walking away, and the bad guy's like, "Oh, haha, now you're going towards nightfall, the dark, it's all, like, symbolic." And then the good guy turns around and says, all dramatically, "No, it's the way to the dawn." And it's just, oh, so many feels are in that little sentence, and I love it. Yeah. Okay, next question. Favorite actor? Lee Pace. Unconditionally, definitely. I just love Lee Pace. I think he's one of the best actors I've ever seen. He's played so many different roles and acts so different in all of them. And all of the movies that he's in are just really, really, really good. So yeah. Favorite color? My favorite color is red, probably. Yeah, I like red. I like warm colors in general. 19. Loud music or soft? I think if I don't have the intention of singing along, then it's definitely soft. If I do have the intention of singing along, then probably loud. next question. Where do you go when you're sad? I go on walks around the park in my town. I just, like, walk and walk and walk for, like, 2 hours straight, and it kind of helps me clear my head. Next, how long does it take you to shower? I can shower in, like, 7 minutes if I want to, if I need to. But I guess on average, it's probably, like, 20 minutes, usually. Next, how long does it take you to get ready in the morning? It takes me a very long time to get ready in the morning, and not because I'm actually doing stuff the whole time, but it's just because it takes me a long time to get started. Like, I'll wake up fine and I'll get out of bed, but then I'll, like, check my email, and then I'll, like, check Reddit, and then I'll check all my other accounts on stuff, and then I'll sit down, and I like enjoying my coffee in the morning, and I like having a nice warm breakfast, which takes a while, so, like, I'll make really nice oatmeal or waffles or something like that. Yeah, I mean, if we're just strictly talking about, you know, putting on clothes and putting on makeup, then I mean, I can do that in, like, less than 10 minutes usually. Next, have you ever been in a physical fight? Nope, not yet, hopefully never. Next, what's a turn-on of yours? I like it when people have very good diction and good voices. It's just a very attractive quality to me, and it automatically makes people more interesting. What's a turn off of yours? People that can't admit when they're wrong, for sure. I used to be one of those people, and then I guess I kind of like realized that I hated it when other people did that, and I decided to stop. So I guess it kind of annoys me because, like, I admit that I'm wrong all the time now. And when I'm talking to someone who can't, it's just so frustrating. Ugh. Yeah, okay. Okay, next question. The reason I joined PTA. I joined PTA because I really loved listening to the stuff here, and because I guess I felt like I had something to offer. Okay, next question. Fears. I'll give you a little fear and a big fear. My little fear is bugs. I live in a place that has a lot of bugs, and when I was pretty little, I had a genuinely terrifying, kind of traumatizing experience with June bugs. I was walking on a dock at night, and there were some lamps above the dock, and it was June, and they were literally falling out of the sky from the lamp, from the trees around me, like hundreds. It was raining. It was raining June bugs, and they were falling into my clothes, and they didn't know how to get out, and they fell behind my glasses and on my head, and it was, it was a little bit traumatizing. So June bugs terrify me, and because of that, any bugs that kind of look similar, mainly roaches and stuff, kind of freak me out too. I also had a ladybug infestation in my room once, which does not sound like it would be scary, but trust me, ladybugs are really freaking scary when they hoard. So I'm not afraid of ladybugs, but I really don't like them. Yeah. And my bigger fear is that I have too high of expectations. I don't want to end up being one of those people that's waiting for something better their whole life just to never get it because my expectations were too high. Yeah. Last thing that made me cry. I've gotten really good at holding back my tears. I felt the rush of heat into my face, and I felt the tears start to form probably multiple times a day because I've held it back so much, because it just really wants to come out, but I've always held it back just because I kind of feel guilty when I cry, and I'm feeling the heat thing again right now. It's not gonna let it happen though. But yeah, I guess I haven't had a really good cry since last summer. Yeah, definitely last summer. Some pretty bad stuff happened over the summer, but that's a story for a different time. Last time I said that I loved someone, I tell my friends that I love them pretty much every day. If I see my parents, I tell them too. So yeah, I think yesterday I told my friends that I loved them a few times, probably. Okay, the meaning behind my Reddit name. I feel like it's pretty self-explanatory. I'm bad at sleeping, and so I'm always slightly sleepy. And it's almost turned into just part of who I am. And you know, the days after a good night's sleep are really great. And actually, last night I slept really well. So the days that I'm nice and well rested feel wonderful, but those are rare and far between. Okay, next question. What's the last book I read? I read Mary, Queen of Scots last week. I finished it last week. That was a really good book. It was really huge too. And I always have this like complex where I read books too quickly. So I just go through them. But that book was nice and long, and it was heavy, and it took me like a week and a half. So that was nice. And right now I'm reading Lord of the Flies, and I'm probably going to get through that one really, really quickly because it's only 200 pages. I'm probably going to finish that today or tomorrow, and I started it 2 days ago. I just answered the next question. What book are you currently reading? Whoops, got ahead of myself. Okay, I'll just go to the next one. The last show I watched. I haven't watched TV pretty much at all this week because I've been pretty busy. But on Sunday, I watched the newest episode of Game of Thrones. I'm gonna watch the next one tomorrow. The last person I talked to. I'm guessing this question is referring to, like, the last person I talked to in person. In that case, it would be the friends that I talked to yesterday. I haven't really talked to anyone today. The relationship between me and the person I last texted, my friends, me and two of my friends are in a group conversation, and we're pretty much constantly talking about stuff. Next question, my favorite food, bananas, all the way. I eat bananas all the time, and I actually go through them, like, really, really quickly, which is kind of saddening to me, especially because, like, I can only eat bananas when they're really, really ripe, because if I eat them before that, I don't think they taste good. So what happens is, like, the whole bunch will end up ripening, like, on the same day, and I'll end up eating, like, the whole bunch in that one day, which sounds like a really terrible problem. But I really love it, because I'll, like, put three in a smoothie in the morning, and then I'll have, like, two around lunchtime, and then I'll have, like, one for a snack, and, like, before I know it, all the bananas are gone. So, yeah, my favorite food is definitely bananas. Okay, next question. Place I want to visit. Oh, I really want to go to somewhere in Scandinavia one day, just because I love the way the world looks over there. Also, I guess I just have this feeling like there's more magic over there. There are more forces at play. I don't know where I got that idea, but it's just been in my head for a long time, it seems like. Next question, the last place you were. Well, where I am right now is the United States. I guess the last vacation I went on was to California to visit my family. Next, do I have a crush? I mean, there's a lot of people that are eligible, but I'm not pursuing anyone right now. No. Okay, next question. The last time I kissed someone. It has been a long while since I kissed someone. Like years. I had kind of my phase of being in relationships, and then I kind of stopped altogether for a while, and I'm still kind of in that no relationship phase right now. So yeah, it's been a few years. Next question, the last time I was insulted. Oh, in the other questionnaire that I've done, the five alternative interview questions, when I talked about the person that liked me the least, well, the other day we ended up in the same room together, and he is just the most negative person, and I was gonna perform a piece on my saxophone for judges that night, and I was gonna get, like, a score back. It was a graded thing, and I told him that. We were kind of just talking to each other, telling each other how we were, what was going on in our lives, and stuff like that, and I told him that I was performing that night. And he said, okay, and then he turned around and walked away. Like the correct response to that is good luck, right? Like, you're not supposed to say okay and then walk away. Oh god, I felt so insulted. He just is mean to me. Yeah, okay, next question. Favorite flavor of sweet? I don't usually like fruity flavors because I don't like the the taste of artificial fruits. If we're talking about like baked goods and it's like a real fruity thing, then I do like fruit stuff. But if we're just talking about like candy, then I mean, I guess chocolate just in general. What instruments do you play? That is a great question. I'm very proud of all the instruments I play. I play both alto and soprano saxophone. I play ukulele. I play a little bit of piano, and I play ocarina. I own two alto ocarinas, a bass ocarina, and a soprano ocarina. I'm probably worst at the bass ocarina because the air control is really hard for me. But I'm pretty good at the alto ocarina. I mean, not to brag, but I'm pretty good. The instrument that I'm best at is probably saxophone, though, because I've played that one since I was 9 or 10. And I've been in lots of honor bands and community bands and stuff. So, yeah, I'm pretty good. Next, favorite piece of jewelry. I very rarely wear jewelry, just because I always seem to lose it. So usually I just wear earrings because I don't have to take them off for like months. I can just forget about them, which is probably kind of gross, but whatever. So yeah, I guess earrings. And I have this particular pair of earrings that look like mushrooms, and I really like those. They're cute. Next question. Last sport I played. I haven't played sports since elementary school, unless you're counting like the years endured of PE in high school. But in elementary school, I played soccer, and I was pretty good for an elementary school kid. Last song I sang, I was in my car and I was singing along to the Sound of Music soundtrack. I think I was singing Edelweiss whenever I arrived at my house. Favorite chat-up line? I'm guessing that's the same as like a pickup line, in which case I really don't have any, and I've never used any, which is the next question, so yeah. Next question, last time I hung out with anyone? Yesterday, when I was performing my saxophone piece for the judges, after that I went out with the person that was playing my duet with me, because we got very high ratings, and we figured that we should celebrate by going out, so we did, and that was fun. And the last question, what was the last thing I bought? Besides, like, groceries and other necessities and stuff, glasses, because I broke my other glasses, and so I bought some new ones. I'm still getting used to them, but I think I really like them. So, yeah, that's the end of the questionnaire. Thank you very much for listening. I'll see you guys later.